Hey, this is Dawson Heath. You're listening to Hardwick Sound.
Hey, this is Caleb Hardwick. Welcome to Hardwick Sound. Thank you for listening. This is episode number 18, I think, right?
You are correct.
Yes, we are recording live here in the dump. That's our name of our studio, with Noah on the mic.
Hello.
And Seth.
I already talked, but yeah.
Yep, there he is. And recording all the way from, I don't know where he is actually, recording from somewhere in Saline County, it is our guest for this episode, Dawson Heath. What's up, Dawson?
What is up?
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, tell me, you live somewhere in Saline County, right?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, so yeah, you live somewhere in Saline County, so I wasn't wrong. Tell me, are you like in your bedroom or what?
I'm in my house, in my bedroom, yes.
Okay, so I'm in my bedroom. Our bedroom we call the dump because, I don't know, why? Because it's always dumpy?
Because Seth lives there.
Yeah,
because Seth lives there. what do you call your bedroom, Dawson?
I call it my solitude.
The fortress of solitude.
That's Taken.
Is it?
Yeah, that's Superman.
Is that where Superman is?
Yeah, that's his home up at like the North Pole or whatever.
I always just thought it was like an ice castle thing.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's called the Fortress of Solitude.
Superman lives in an ice castle on the North Pole?
Yes, he does.
That's so much cooler than the Batcave. Because Batcaves are underground. It's hot.
Okay, question. Why does Superman live in the North Pole?
It's quiet. It's peaceful. I don't know.
Because he's Santa?
I don't know. Maybe Superman is Santa.
Because there's no kryptonite at the North Pole?
Because that's where Batman told him to live.
What? I don't know.
Batman said get out, and that was the only place left.
Dawson, describe your room for us.
It's decent size. The wall is covered with Star Wars stuff.
Hey, well, I guess we should introduce Dawson. Dawson, how would you describe yourself?
I'm a very fun person to hang out with. I'm not the average height of an 18-year-old boy, but I can be pretty fun. I'm funny, and I'm just a pretty cool guy to hang out with.
I can agree with all that.
So is that what you have on your dating profile? I'm, you know, not the usual height, but I'm fun.
I mean, to be fair, I'm not the average height of an 18-year-old boy either, so.
You're not 18.
Exactly. So I don't really have anything planned for us to talk about. What do y'all want to talk about? Noah, do you have anything?
I think this is usually when we go and we talk about our week.
Oh, okay. Let's do that.
Should ask Dawson about his week.
Dawson, what have you been doing this week?
What I've been doing this week is I have been just, aside from school, because that's kind of what a lot of people do my age,
yeah.
I've been working on my YouTube content at my house. And I've been just kind of hanging out on my computer with friends.
So tell everybody what your YouTube name is.
My YouTube name is Zestrock117, capital Z-E-S-T-R-O-K 117.
So I noticed just a few minutes ago that you uploaded a couple of videos. What I didn't really watch them, you know. I did. I watched the channel trailer. Tell me what you've been uploading.
So I've been uploading this game called Primal Carnage Extinction. It's a player versus player multiplayer game about dinosaurs versus humans. And it's a pretty interesting game that you can just kind of hang out with, or you can go into a specific server that allows you to play the game legitimately. And on the video I've recently uploaded, I'm hanging out with a friend and we're just role-playing as like a pack of dinosaurs munching on a dead dinosaur and just kind of having fun on a server.
For some reason that just doesn't sound, I don't know. Maybe it does sound fun to be munching on a dead dinosaur.
Are we going to have to come up with a rating system for our podcast?
I have
a
question.
Warning, okay. This content, you know, may contain dinosaurs eating.
Does it taste like chicken?
I don't know.
You never eaten a dead dinosaur before? Oh my gosh,
Dawson.
Come on.
I would assume it would taste like the dinosaur it is. I mean, not all creatures taste like chicken.
I don't know. The Mythbusters did a test about that once. I'm trying to remember what they concluded. I think their conclusions were that most actually things, some of it definitely tasted weird. Like, what did they try? Like rattlesnake and all sorts of other just crazy meats. But I think by and large, they couldn't tell chicken apart from the other meats.
Alligator.
Do y'all remember that episode?
Yes, that was kind of a disgusting episode.
I think what it was is when it was just the raw meats, you could tell because the texture was different. But I think when they blended it up to make like a sausage, they couldn't figure out what kind of meat it was. Okay, so cool, Dawson. You've been making videos and uploading them. So everybody go check out Dawson's channel, Zestrock117. Let's talk to you guys. What have y'all been doing this week, Noah?
I've been working because that's what a normal person my age does.
Nice callback. Anything exciting happening?
My coworker's sick, and I'm hoping that I don't get sick because, you know, we work in the same office together. So there's a pretty good chance that I'll get sick if he gets sick.
And if you get sick, I'll get sick.
Yeah.
This is not good.
Yeah. And if you all get sick, then I may or may not get sick.
Dawson's the only one who's not going to get sick.
Dawson already got sick.
Nope. Anything else?
Well, it'd be kind of be cool if I got sick though, because then my voice gets lower because my throat's sore, and I have that great like kind of radio voice.
I don't know. You'd probably sound really nasally, so maybe not.
Nah, it might be true.
Okay, Seth, what have you been doing?
I have been doing quite a bit of school and some secret stuff with the Arclug group.
Ooh. Can you tell us the secret stuff?
Unfortunately, I can't because this is
public secret
podcasting.
Yeah.
And it's secret stuff that I can't talk about.
Yeah.
Hey, if you come to an Arclug meeting in person, I might be able to tell you about it.
Cool. Anything else exciting happening?
I have a birthday coming up.
That's true. I recently found you a birthday present.
Yay.
You'll be happy to know that you will be getting something from me.
At least I got something.
I don't think I've done much of anything exciting. I've worked a little bit this week. I sold my headphones. Noah, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I sold my AKG headphones on Reverb and shipped them out this morning.
Cool. You know, I will actually have had my birthday by the time this podcast airs.
That's true. Because,
yeah.
Yep, your birthday's on Sunday.
So I will know what it is that you got me.
Dawson, tell me, what are some of your favorite games right now?
My favorite games, like video games or board games?
I don't know. Which one? Let's talk about board games. What are some of your favorite board games?
Favorite board game would have to be probably, I want to say Monopoly.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Are you any good? Because I'm not. I'm horrible at Monopoly.
I think I played it legitimately like one time with my sister, and that was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, what about video games? Because I know you're a big gamer. What are some of your favorite video games right now?
My favorite single video game would be Skyrim. Do you know what Skyrim is?
I do.
I don't.
Tell Seth what Skyrim is all
about.
And
all of our listeners.
Skyrim is an RPG game that is about you're this chosen warrior who fights dragons and saves the continent from imminent destruction, and that's Skyrim in a nutshell. It's pretty fun. There's different things.
I can see something witty brewing on Seth's face.
No, actually, it's more of confusion. What do you mean by an RPG game?
Rotations per gasoline?
Yeah. Really?
No.
Wow.
RPG.
No? Are you sure? How about restaurants per giraffe?
No.
Okay. What does it really stand for?
RPG stands for role-playing game. And RPGs are meant for, like, if you're this person who helps people and they give you quests. Like, for example, someone could say, I need you to help me find my friend. He's lost in a dungeon and you got to help him. And you find the friend, you rescue them, and you go back to the same person you just gained that quest from, and they pay you money or something useful. You know, that's what RPGs are. You do quests in those games and you role play.
So it's a game in which you play a role.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Tell me, what else besides Skyrim are you enjoying right now?
Well, like on my channel, like I was saying before, Primal Carnage Extinction, that one is pretty fun. I'm enjoying a lot of RoboCraft. I haven't played that in a while, but I love that game.
What was that? And is that like a robotic watercraft, or is that just like extreme,
It's a scrapbooking
or something.
Yeah, it's a game where like robots do craft projects, like, yeah, knitting. Yeah.
Extreme and, like, robot build, knitting.
You basically build robots and like you just kind of fight each other with your built robot and just see who's a better robot.
You have robots and they knit themselves quilts and then they have quilt competitions to see which one can,
Like at the state fair?
Yes, exactly like the state fair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have a question about Planet Carnage. You said the dinosaurs are trying to defeat the humans?
Yes.
How does that work?
I guess like they somehow coordinate with each other and just attack the humans. I don't know if they're smart enough to do that. I don't know if they just gain that intelligence from the humans them.
So is this kind of like Planet of the Apes, but with dinosaurs?
So I think the story goes, the humans played God, kind of like in Jurassic Park, and like they tried to like hatch him and make like an amusement park for them. The dinosaurs got out and they started attacking and kind of just went on a whole chaotic theme going on.
Gosh.
I don't know the whole story.
Why do the dinosaurs always do that? Why?
Why can't there be a good dinosaur like in the movie?
You mean the good dinosaur?
I mean,
yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, you don't have to kill the humans. Like, there are some servers that you can like be this friendly, fluffy dinosaur if you wanted to be. And...
Can you be purple and green spots?
You love me. We're a happy family.
And then the human shoots you.
And then... You're dead.
Totally.
I have a question for Dawson. So last week on our episode, we were talking about this question. And I don't know if I mentioned this to you before or not. The question was, is it healthier to eat gummy worms or real worms? Or maybe the question should be, is it worse for your health to eat real gummy worms or real worms? What do you think?
Well, I mean, I don't understand. I don't know if real worms are bad for you. Because, I mean, and they may or may not be. I'm not for certain. I mean, I guess the good thing is they have a lot of protein, whereas gummy worms don't, and they're not bad for you if you have low blood sugar. But like, if you're a diabetic, you cannot have gummy worms. Period.
But you can have real worms.
I mean, yes, because I don't think they have anything that can kill you.
I don't think I've ever seen a diet cookbook that suggested you should eat real worms.
Maybe we should write it.
I mean, of course he wouldn't, just because he I don't think anyone would want to eat real worms.
Okay, well, let's suppose you're a diabetic and you're stranded on a desert island and all you have is gummy worms and real worms. Which one should you eat?
I would eat the real worms.
Oh, this is great. Wow. Okay. I think that's pretty definitive. That is that is Dawson's official opinion.
Can't go back on that. So,
yeah. Thank you for your opinion on that. Hey, everybody listening, if you still want to weigh in on this conversation, go to our website at hardwickpodcast.com or facebook.com/hardwickpodcast.
Hey, I think you actually finally figured that out.
And on Twitter at twitter.com/what?
Hardwick Podcast.
Oh, well, that's predictable.
I think you say at Hardwick Podcast, not slash Hardwick Podcast.
Oh, okay. At Hardwick Podcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dawson, do you have any advice for our listeners?
Advice? Well, I guess I can say they can just keep listening to you guys because you guys are pretty cool to hang out with.
That was unsolicited and unpaid right there, folks. That's sort of a true listener.
I hope we're not paying him anyway.
Dawson, I know I told you that we could pay you, but it turns out the only thing we can pay you is in worms.
And they're diet worms at that.
Yeah, and diet worms. So if you're diabetic, you can have the diet worms. They're low in calories and sugar.
So wait, what if they're sugar-free gummy worms?
Ooh, okay, interesting question. Suppose you're a diabetic on a... This is getting more complicated. Suppose you're a diabetic on a remote island, and you had the choice between eating sugar-free gummy worms and real worms. Which one would you eat, Dawson?
Real diet worms.
It's a hard one. I would probably say now that you put it in between the sugar-free worms and real worms, I go with the sugar-free worms.
Wow. Well, but I mean, real worms are sugar-free too, aren't
true,
they?
True, but I mean, yeah, isn't everything? Yes. But here's the thing. I don't think you'll taste as bad as a real worm if you ate sugar-free gummy worms.
Wow. I like how complicated this scenario has become. Oh, I have a question. This is just hypothetically speaking. All those buttons on your TV remote, can we call them remote islands?
What? Remote island?
Yeah, like, okay, so on your TV remote, you have that one big button that says, that's like play or enter or something like that.
Is that a remote continent?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It's a remote,
that's a continent.
It's a
remote,
that's a
like
big
Australia.
Remote island.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
There you go. Hey, I just invented a joke, but I didn't tell it very good.
No, you didn't.
Leave the comedy to me.
Noah is the funny one. We all know that.
What am I?
You're the
dirty one.
I don't know. What are you, Seth? What do you have to offer?
The Lego one?
Yeah.
See how they treat me on this show, Dawson? It's like this every week.
Painful.
Well, if you just cleaned up, we wouldn't have anything to get you on. Hey, actually, so there's one of my favorite podcasts is the Tim Hawkins podcast, and they have a character named Freight. That's his nickname, and he's the one that they always pick on. And so one of the listeners got him a jar that was full of comebacks that he could just read. We can get Seth a jar full of comebacks. So every time we say something about how his room is dirty and he needs to clean it, he can read it. How do you like that, Seth?
Hold on. I'm going to ask Google.
Listeners, please send
see.
Seth a bunch of comebacks.
Hang on. Seth is going to look up some comebacks, I think. In the meantime, how would you like to talk about something? Noah,
what do you think about the Lego Batman movie coming up?
I'm excited about it.
Oh, the Lego Batman movie. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I don't know if it'll be... It probably won't be that good, but who cares? It's Lego and Batman.
Yeah. It looks like a much better Batman movie than the last Batman movie we got, so...
Yeah,
which
true.
One?
Batman vs Superman.
Oh yeah. Well, I was thinking about Rises, and I'm like, Rises wasn't that bad.
Rises was not that great either.
It was pretty good. It wasn't as good as The Dark Knight, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, that may have been part of the problem. Hey Dawson, since you mentioned Star Wars all over your wall, what did you think of Rogue One?
I thought it was an amazing movie.
I think we thought it was pretty good too.
Yeah, I definitely liked it.
I think we all thought it was really enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. It really was. My mom, she liked it a lot when she watched it in the theaters. And would I say this is the best Star Wars movie? Probably not. But I would say it's probably the best and newest Star Wars movie.
Ooh, that's interesting. I might agree with that, actually.
So you think it's better than The Force Awakens?
Yeah, by a long shot.
Cool, interesting.
The Force Awakens is great, but it was pretty much a complete reboot of A New Hope.
Right, yeah. Hey, I saw something on the internet earlier. It was talking about how they released the name for the next one in line, and it was, let's see, what was it? The Last Jedi?
Yes, yes.
I think so, yeah.
And how some people were speculating that the whole three titles are going to form a sentence. And so the first part of the sentence is The Force Awakens, then The Last Jedi. So the full sentence will be The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi. And then we don't know the end of the sentence until they release the title.
Yeah.
What do you think? True?
At last.
True or coincidence?
The Force Awakens.
I'm not going to say either or. I mean, it could be both. It could be a coincidence, or it could have been just complete truth. But you won't know until you find out.
I'm going to say it's a coincidence that may become true.
Interesting. In other words, it was a coincidence, but they might go, oh, hey, that was kind of a good idea. We should retitle that episode, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Seth, hey, Seth, your room is dirty.
You again.
Is that the best comeback you have?
I'm just reading from a list of comeback lines against bullies.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Try again.
Hey Seth, your shirt is blue.
Feel better?
Yeah, actually.
All right, give me one.
Hey Seth, your Legos are
blocky.
Yeah, they're very blocky.
Oh, well, you're a real expert at this. Congratulations.
Well, at least you're improving. You're using sarcasm now. That's a step in the right direction.
Okay, I got one.
Okay. Hey, Seth, you're... I got nothing. Hey, Dawson, you have any criticisms of Seth?
I would, but I don't want it to sound mean.
No, go ahead. It's okay.
If he doesn't want to, it's okay. Hey, Seth, your socks are dirty.
I thought you were a good kid.
Now you're going back the wrong direction.
Okay. I don't even know what that's supposed... How is that supposed to be a comeback? Wow. Holy moly. Okay. Okay, then. You want me to try again?
Sure.
Hey, Seth, your watch left a tan line.
I feel sorry for you.
I feel sorry for everybody listening.
What?
What are you reading? I have a list of 101 comeback lines to bullies. And it's like stopbullying.com or something like that.
Wow. Noah, we haven't tried roasting Noah yet. Hey, Noah, you wear the same Fidelity shirt every day.
It's because I have a job.
Oh, burn. I don't have a job. It makes me feel bad.
Hey, Noah, do you know you have pens and markers and highlighters hanging out of you? Your shirt?
Yes, it's called a shirt, Seth.
Was that your comeback?
I'm... It's because I'm smarter than you? I don't know.
Hey, Noah, you stink at using a tape measure.
What? Wow, that is a real insult.
I feel sorry for your lack of ability to insult me.
Wow. That's so mature. You sound like a politician.
See, that's the kind of the comebacks that I would expect on a non-bullying site. But, you know.
Yeah. Well, now it is time for a word from this week's sponsor.
We here at Orson's Organic Farms believe that you can give a man a fish and feed him for a day. Or you can teach him to fish and feed him the worm. Since 1912, it has been our family's tradition to produce the finest farm-raised organic gummy worms. The time-tested quality and flavor you know and trust is our guarantee. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Orson's Organic Gummy Worms. Now in diet.
Okay. Hey, let's wrap this up. So this is the segment of the show that we go to Noah and ask him for words of wisdom. Noah, give us some words of wisdom.
Don't find your comebacks on the internet.
Bam. Awesome. Hey, thank you, Dawson, for being on our show.
It was no problem.
And Seth, do you have anything you want to say?
I'm really sorry for having you on our show, Dawson. This has probably been a waste of your life. But thanks anyway.
Well, I got to go eat dinner, actually.
Oh, really? You haven't had dinner?
No.
It's 8:44, brother.
What are you going to eat?
Well, they called it out like at least 30 minutes ago.
Whoops.
Whoops. Oh, okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This has been episode number 18 of Hardwick Sound.
And stay remember, safe.
Hey, wait, hold up. We can do this. Now, hang on. Dawson, I'm going to warn you about what's about to happen.
It's kind of like at church when we say, so what? It's kind of like our chant.
Yeah, so this is what we say.
Like that,
ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Stay safe and don't be stupid. And
no,
that's not what I was going to say.
What was Noah going to say?
I was going to say HardwickPodcast.com and Facebook.
No, that's not
it. We already had that plug today, Noah.
Yeah. So there you go. That has been episode number 18. Thank you for listening. Until next time, I'm Caleb.
And I'm Noah.
And I'm Seth.
And I am Dawson.
Thank you for listening, everybody. See you later.
This episode was edited by yours truly, Caleb Hardwick, and featured music by Bobby Prince. Until next time, thank you for listening.